Digital watermarking is something Case knows only a little about, but none of the footage she has seen has been watermarked. If it were watermarked, she wonders, what would it be watermarked as or with? This segment, I can now tell you in strictest confidence, probably is watermarked, invisibly. Does this mean that the other segments are? We don't know. It is watermarked stenographically, and there, God help us, is a word to conjure with. This is, let me say, in case you have suffered a stroke or blunt trauma in the meantime, the single greatest scoop since footage first found web. And you heard it here first, from me, and from Musashi as well, though before I let him take his bow, we must do something about those t-shirts with the bits of dried food clinging to the front. Case takes a deliberately slow sip of tea sub, looking away from the screen as she does so. As long and flagrantly weird as her day has been, she senses that what she is about to read will probably be weirder still, and perhaps a lot more lastingly significant. Parkaboy does not joke about these things, and the mystery of the footage itself often feels closer to the core of her life than Big End, Blue Ant, Dorothea, even her career. She doesn't understand that, but knows it. It is something she believes she has in common with Parkaboy and Ivy and many of the others. It is something about the footage, the feel of it, the mystery. You can't explain it to someone who isn't there. They'll just look at you. But it matters, matters in some unique way. Steganography is about concealing information by spreading it throughout other information. At present, I know little else about it. However, to get on with the narrative of Parkaboy and Musashi in deep kanji space, we came back to the present. In our own language, with this one glancing and highly cryptic reference, which I at first was convinced might be nothing more than an artifact of Daryl's translation. I returned to Chicago then, and Daryl and I, Curiosity's cats, began to lovingly generate a Japanese persona, namely one Keiko, who began to post in Japanese on that same Osaka site. Putting her cuteness about a bit. Very friendly, very pretty, our Keiko. You'd love her. Nothing like gender bait for the nerds, as I'm sure you well know. She posts from Musashi's ISP, but that's because she's in San Francisco, learning English. Very shortly, we had one Takayuchi eating out of our flower-like palm. Taki, as he prefers we call him, claims to orbit a certain otaku coven in Tokyo. A group that knows itself as mystic, though its members never refer to it that way in public, nor indeed refer to it at all. It is these mystic wonks, according to Taki, who have cracked the watermark on number 78. This segment, according to Taki, is marked with a number of some kind, which he claims to have seen and know. No doubt motivated by lonely fantasies of getting up our deliciously short little plaid skirt, which we have described to him in passing, he now holds out the promise of showing this to us upon our return to Tokyo. Of course, I'm delighted that my brilliant self, albeit with the help of my trusty takeout-encrusted kanji man, has been the first to bring this shattering new knowledge, if it isn't a tissue of sheerest otaku horseshit, to our virtual shores. La Anarchia will shit herself in lime-green envy should my, or rather our, Daryl having had his part, discovery become public on FFF. But should it? And indeed, what exactly are we to do next? Taki, who sends Keiko snapshots of himself, mouth breather, is not about to offer up the mystic number, should there prove to be one, else his little flower vanish from the screen. He's easy to fool in one regard, but annoyingly bright in others. He wants Keiko FaceTime, and I remain your frustrated Parkaboy.